sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, Zoe's back.
That's right. It's good to be back.
What's good?
I'm refreshed.
Feeling
I'm ready
refreshed?
To go. Yes.
Feeling energized?
Oh, yeah.
Feeling full of hot takes today?
A lot of hot takes.
Wow. That's good.
How's this World Cup thing going?
I paid very little attention to it. Very little attention.
Still going on.
Not my thing. Not my thing.
Yeah, we won't be doing anything on that today.
Even less my thing when the U.S. isn't in it.
You got the remote there? Is that
when the U.S. is in it, I'll watch those games.
Yeah.
But
rooting
now?
Interest.
Forget
yeah.
it. Forget it.
I'm rooting for Italy because I'm Italian.
Yeah. We need to get the Germans in.
Really? That was like five generations ago. But anyway, let's get to this. Edelman, appeal yesterday. The case has been made. We got a report yesterday, Dan Graziano, ESPN, saying yep. he's going to mount a vigorous appeal and that it was an issue, which Bert had previously reported on, mishandling, not of the sample. This is a very key thing that is not, this is a
right.
very distinct thing. Okay, there's a distinction here that you should note. According to that story, and according to all the reports about this, it was not the sample that was mishandled. It was the results. The results. The paperwork. So, what that has to do with the actual testing of the sample, I don't know, but that's what this appeal was being mounted on.
See, first time I read it, I thought he's going the Richard Sherman route. Remember when Sherman got suspended, and then it was a technicality on mishandling.
Right, the broken cup and mishandling
cup
the sample, the urine.
Right.
Ryan Braun
so
saying the same
right.
thing. No,
yeah.
no, that's not what they're saying. They're saying that the paperwork was messed up. So what's your latest thought on this? We might even find out something as soon as today. We might.
I don't think
it's a
he's
long shot.
Yeah,
it's a long shot that we hear it today, but it doesn't take long. We'll hear it within the next week. It'll all be known.
Yeah, I understand why he's doing it. He's trying to get him on a technicality. I think what you really believe is that he probably did something, and I don't think they're going to overturn this. I don't. I think it's going to come up as a Patriot when you look at it, and hey, here they are again up to something, and I think that's the part of it that may hurt him. I don't think he's going to win on a technicality. Do you? I mean,
okay.
Would you be shocked if this thing gets they throw this out?
By the way, this will mean nothing to most of you, but it will mean something to many of you, if that makes sense. The arbitrator in the case is actually known. His name is Glenn Wong. He was a longtime professor at UMass, 36 years
I
spent at UMass.
You were excited.
Long
about this.
Time.
Yeah, he's
I know
all
this
bunched
guy.
Up about this.
Here's what I know. If the protocol wasn't followed, as any arbitrator will tell you, if the protocol in some way wasn't followed and it's a technicality, they won't overlook the technicality. They will say, nope, there's a protocol for a reason. There is a letter of the law. They follow the letter of the law. And if it wasn't followed, he'll get off.
Wow.
He will. However, if he goes in there with a bullcrap story trying right. to drum something up, they're going to kick his ass out of there so quick because that is the opposite of letter of the law. If you're trying to twist and contort the rules to your liking, they don't like that. Arbitrators don't like that. They are by the book. They're absolutely by the book. So do I think he could? If he's right, if his claim, which again, we're only hearing one side of it, this might be complete bullcrap. This could be a PR play by his lawyers, who were definitely the source of that Graziano
yeah.
story. Okay, that's like advanced PR work.
I think it's a long shot, man. I really do.
Well, I think you're going to find out. If he's not lying and he's telling you the truth that the protocol wasn't followed, then he'll get off. If he's full of crap, he won't, and the four games will stick.
I mean, they didn't even
those
know what
rules
they busted
are there.
Him for.
I mean, those rules are there for a reason. They have rules and regulations, and everything within that testing program is supposed to be followed to a T. And when it's not, you throw out the results. That's what you do.
Unless they totally talked him into this, and he really thinks he's got a shot. I mean, he's working out with Brady now, round the clock, supposedly, from what I am told. It's just interesting that Brady's going to continue to work with him. This is a guy you could potentially not have for the first
four games. It's one of those things, though, where you have nothing to lose.
Yeah, I know that.
You have nothing to lose by appealing.
What's vigorous about the appeal? Like, how vigorous? We had this stuff with
Brady,
too.
That's lawyer speak. It's PR. It's nonsense. Every appeal is vigorous. What do you do? Go in there and say, I didn't do it. No! Every lawyer, everybody that's represented in an appeal in front of an arbitrator, they're all vigorous.
Edelman plans on mounting a half-hearted appeal of his four-game suspension.
No, I know that, but...
No, we will have a vigorous appeal, and then everyone's like, yeah, Edelman! Yeah, he's going to do it! He's going to beat him! Or it's just an appeal, and he's appealing, and he's got nothing to lose by doing it. Nothing at all. What's the worst that happens? He gets suspended for four games.
What if they lower
it? That's already what he's facing.
I mean, is there a potential that they could lower this? No. Because it's a four-game mandatory, right?
Ah, it's a good question. I don't know what the rules are about meeting him
PED
halfway.
PED is four, I thought. PED is four.
It is. That's the standard.
So it's either four or nothing.
That's how I would believe it, but I don't know that for a fact. So I won't state it as I know it for a fact. Right. I don't know.
I don't know. I've been scarred by the Brady stuff where, you know, we sat here and we watched all the Brady stuff from New York and you're thinking, okay, he's mounting this and that. And then the Schefter, you know, genuineness, shine through, A++ type of guy.
But there's
an A-minus-minus?
There's
Brady's A++.
I hope Schefter does it.
On a scale of 1 to 10. What's that? 9-7.
That genuineness for Julian Edelman shined through in there. It was an A-plus appeal.
Yeah.
Vigorous, to say the least. Of course it's a vigorous appeal. Yeah. I think there's a shot he can win, yes.
Wow.
If he's telling the truth, and if his lawyers are telling the truth, and there was a rule that was not followed, I think that opens the door. Sure. The problem is, though, I don't believe them. I don't.
Yeah, nor do I.
I have zero faith that what they're saying is true.
Yeah,
this is what PED users do. They get caught, and then they lie. All of them.
Yeah, I don't know what I did wrong.
I mean, it's so rare to have a PED guy who tells you the truth. Even the guys who've, quote-unquote, come clean, even they don't give you the full version of the truth. Andy Pettit, I took it once. Just once for injury. No, you didn't. You took it all the time because it was good for you. Stop lying to us.
You felt great.
Right.
He's now grandfather.
Lance Armstrong lied to us for years. Then he came clean.
Yeah.
Then he said, oh, I actually did it. Mark McGwire. They finally came clean years and years
and
years
just good
later.
Stuff, though.
That's, you know?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah,
of course it's good stuff. Home runs. Boom.
Mm.
Yeah, so I just don't have any faith that they're telling the truth on it.
No, but say he loses the appeal. What do you do now for him? Do you admit that maybe you did take something that...
Well, no, you can't now. That would be a horrible
look. I mean, no. But if you're
doubling... No, you say, hey, I took something that was tainted. I didn't mean to. This is not who I am. I'm going to move on. I'm going to take my four games. I'm going to get ready for the season. Boom, done. Right. Move on.
Because a lot
and
of it
know,
has to
you
do
know who's
the...
going
to
care? You know who's going to be upset with him that he got caught? Or, excuse me, not that he got caught, that he did PEDs?
Guerrero.
Nobody.
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 No,
he's gonna care.
I'm talking about the distancing
care.
From
care.
Whatever rehab that he does, whether he's into that TB12 method or not.
Oh.
We talked about him separating from that.
You mean,
I didn't get it from Alex.
He certainly has not separated himself from Alex or Tom in recent days.
Right.
We'll get to that.
That's scary.
No, it all has to do with the basis of the appeal and whatever his reaction is afterwards. If it's all about the information being passed back and forth, and that's what the basis of the appeal is, you know, the documentation of it. Well, then, no, you can't come. You can't still continue to strenuously object that you took anything. Well, if you didn't take anything and there's no way you took anything, then your appeal has to be based on a faulty test or bad science or something like that. But if the basis of the appeal is, well, they were supposed to hand deliver this. And what they did was they left it, you know, on the counter and it was still sealed. If it's garbage and nonsense like that, then, yeah, you got to come forward and say at some point and say, yeah, I made a mistake and it sucks. And I'll see you in a month after the season starts. Just get on with it.
Yeah.
Because like Beatles said, nobody cares. We talked about this yesterday. I don't even think people who go after the Patriots and love to call them cheaters about everything, even they're not going to get all riled up about this because people know, football fans know, this can happen to any player at any time.
It'll come back. It'll be totally normal in week five. And people won't even talk about this.
And not only that, they know that this is the biggest glass house out there when it comes to fandom and sports. You can't throw stones at somebody because they took PEDs, because you damn well know someone on your team is doing it too.
No.
Or all of them.
Right. Or everybody.
Everybody.
98.5% of the leagues.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's what I
That's
say.
All he did there. Yeah.
Yeah, see that? Speaking of the separations, though, there was an Instagram post on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that coming up next. Sound good?
Good. Good. I'm back.
Good.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Sometimes football is tricky because you need strength to take the hits, but you need the pliability to stay fluid. You know, it's one thing to be a rock to take the hits, but you need to be a fluid athlete. You know, that's your balance.
Every season, my season, every season, my season, name is my
there it is.
Every season, my season, every season, my season, every season, my season, name is long as I'm breathing. Every season, my season, name is long as I'm breathing. Every season, my season, name is long as I'm breathing. Every season,
just like that.
Every season, my season.
Just like that. We're ending on that one.
Brady and Edelman in an Instagram post that went up on Friday. Those guys working out, doing the damn thing. Them and Alex Guerrero. There's no separation, so. They're still tightly wound together.
I think that's why it's going to be interesting. If he is found guilty and this thing continues, does he stay with Guerrero? And how does that affect the brand? Here's another thing for that little video they put out, too. Why doesn't Brady wear a shirt on top of his shoulder pads?
That is a little weird sometimes.
Because if you want to...
That can't be comfortable.
He's trying to emulate, you know, using the helmet, putting the shoulder pads on. See, if you're wearing a shirt, too, it's going to hold that pad down. That's what's going to simulate what you actually have in the game. If you're just going to wear shoulder pads and loosely flapping around, why even put them on?
Why I like it, Zo. What's the point of having the shoulder pads on? Are they for show?
I think it's
they
to
are.
Show
they flap like, up in the air. You see them? Yeah. They're all over the place.
It doesn't do that in a game.
It doesn't hold them to your arm.
Yeah.
If you don't have a jersey on over it. So you're saying, what's the point,
Where's
Tom?
The red jersey? Yeah. You don't have to even put a 12 on it. Just put a red jersey on.
That quarterback on quarterback criticism right there.
Hey,
what are you doing?
Yeah, do whatever. Put a Best Buddies t-shirt on over it or something. You know, just something to keep the flappiness down.
Would you put it past them to put them on to make it look like a better video?
It looks badass. It looks like a gladiator. That's
so
what
Brady
like,
puts the pads and helmet on to look badass.
I'm thinking of Russell Crowe when I watch that video. Like, he's out there, he's got a sword, and he's going to stab a lion right in the head. You know, that sucker comes out. Boom, it's on the chain.
So yeah. It's all about the production. It's all about how it looks when you film it.
I think it's well produced, yeah.
When you film it for your Instagram TV video or when you film it for Tom versus Time, it looks better on tape.
Yeah. You see the angle, too? Shooting it from the ground up looks like he's 7'4".
It's not as dramatic if it's just a guy out there throwing a football.
Right.
With no shirt on.
Anybody can do that. We sit here and watch Johnny Manziel work out.
How
like
about that?
Make fun
good
of
observations, though.
That was that little part of the video bugged me.
It's like, phony. It's phony.
No, it's not
it
phony.
Is.
It's like,
yes, it is.
If you're going to do it the whole way. You know, he's got the chin strap on and everything. So it's the last year he can wear that helmet, too, right? So he's got a couple of those suckers laying around.
He's going to do it the whole way. He might as well be in Foxborough instead of wherever the hell he was.
Right, and here's our issue
there
with it,
he
though.
Is.
Well,
there
by the way, the helmet, I think he has a one-year grace period now. He can get one more year with it. Right?
I thought this was the last year.
I think he's got one more year to wear it.
Huh.
I think. We'll have to double check that.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. But to go back to what we were talking about yesterday, we give you the extra credit when you put up the video of you in Montana working out with your teammates and getting on the same page. When you've done all the other work, when you've shown up for OTAs, when you've been there for the entire spring, this isn't impressive when you don't do the other stuff. This is just you and your best friend on the team throwing a football.
Yeah,
around.
We haven't seen any of this in the months of March, April, or May.
Hardy said, look at him. Look at him studying when he didn't go to school that day. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. Oh, look at all the extra work he's putting in for school. Except he, you know,
he even has cliff notes.
He skipped class the last 2 days. We don't know where he's been.
You can't get extra credit if you don't show up for the test.
Right.
It's like he's cramming. I mean, like, why put these videos out right now?
It's like what I used to do in college. You know, not show up for half the classes, cram before the final, walk in, ace the damn thing, and get a B, and be thrilled.
Yeah, I saw Jim Murray on this. Jim Murray's like, this is like Patriots porn. More of this, please, Tom. More of these
I saw videos. That. I didn't understand that.
Yeah, Murray. Oh, yeah. Murray's in. He's in on it. Loves it.
I don't get it. I don't get the excitement over this video.
Where's the tight end at? How come tight end's not thrown too? Like, you're going to need the tight end more. You're going to need number 11 first four games. So is the Montana trip on or off? I thought he said it's in or out.
You'd know better than
I. I think he was asked about it. He said, well, I don't know. Might not be doing that one.
When did he say
I
that?
I thought he said this like 2 weeks ago.
When?
Was it in the interview with who the hell? Damn it. Something about Montana. He like, well, maybe. I don't know. I thought this was right after the Edelman stuff broke.
I didn't see that. Yeah. I thought that it was still on based on the Vogue video. It was Vogue, right? Where are you going on vacation? Montana. Costa Rica. Like, what?
Oh, maybe they're going to Costa Rica now.
Well, maybe they're just going to do both because they have the means and time to do both.
They can build a football field there. Go out there, throw it around.
When was Montana last year?
I think it's the week after the 4th.
So
it's like 2 weeks before
like
they
2 weeks
report.
From now?
Yeah.
They'd be there doing it.
Yeah.
As far as I know, it's still happening. Maybe you know something else.
I just thought I heard him. I don't know where.
Is this when Zoe has private conversations that he can't remember if they were private conversations or if they were something that was reported in the media?
I thought this happened during camp. He said something. Damn it. Maybe not. Or maybe he told somebody and I heard it.
And again, you can't remember.
I can't.
You can't remember.
I can remember. I can remember 97% of the stuff that's in front of me.
No, this happens
to
you a
lot. Then it's like these weird moments.
This happens to you. You hear things, and then you think they're out there, and then you say them as if they are out there, and then you can't remember if it was out there or not, or where you heard it.
I'm sure it's on. I'm sure the whole trip.
No, no, you're not. You are definitely not sure of anything on this right now.
God. The Bledsoe have told me. I can't remember. Sorry. Can't remember. I thought this was out about 2 or 3 weeks ago. One of the damn interviews he did. I don't know if it was Vogue or what, or she was on that one.
No, but I'm enjoying you trying to rack your brain and figure out where it came from. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
Keep working through it. Who'd you talk to?
I don't know.
I don't talk
to anyone.
Have you talked to Alex recently?
Nope.
Have you talked
nope.
to Tom
nope.
recently?
Nope.
Have you talked to Julian recently or anyone close to him recently?
About 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. All right. There's a little something there. Let's think. Who else? Gronkowski?
No.
Any of his brothers?
Nope.
Dad?
Hell no.
Edelman's dad?
No, Frank. Hell no. He's fixing cars. He's still running the
shop. Who else could there be? Anyone else, Jim? Anyone I'm missing?
That's it. I don't know anything.
Who else though, could have been talking
to? I don't know anything.
McNally? Jastrzemski?
JJ?
I played the fifth.
Anyone on the coaching staff? Josh McDaniels?
God, no. I don't see any coaches anymore. I always see Matt Patricia down at the Big Y. He
won't be seeing him at the Big Y anymore.
No, not anymore.
He's in Detroit.
His hat on backwards, pencil in his ear. I'm like, dude, you got the pencil in your
ear. Did he used to have a grocery list with the pencil?
No.
No. I don't know who else maybe that would have known the Montana details. Gotham? Dr. Gotham?
No.
That your guy?
Nope.
Gotham? Alex? Tom?
I thought
Kevin Brady?
Tom's.
I thought Tom said it.
Tom's crew?
I just can't recall what it was.
You talk to Ben?
Nope.
You do talk to him,
though. I do, but haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah. Could have been him.
Text him today.
Could have been. Text him today. Find out if Montana's on.
Now, when they did say that, they said, we'll talk about it later, after they said it in the Vogue interview.
That's right. Did they have a talk about it later, and then the talk was, you're not going?
It was very authentic.
Yeah, that was enforced.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Oh. I scolded him. Guess we know where's the pants in that family, huh?
If it was shot down and if he was not allowed to go do his Montana thing. Which I can't see that being a problem. It's happened in the past, right?
It has happened in the past. But, I mean, if he's going to work like crazy for the next 2 weeks, I could see him bagging it and just saying, hey, I just want to be with the family.
But here's what we do prior to camp. Edelman is still very much in the Brady circle.
Yeah.
And therefore still very much in the TB12 circle. And I don't see that changing regardless of the outcome of the appeal. I think that was sort of the message that was sent in that
video. How much does it affect the brand, though? That's the thing.
That's still his guy.
Yeah. See, there's still going to be a faction of people that think, you know, if he did get busted and if this is true, that's where he got it from.
I mean, that's for us to, like, talk about and discuss. But I think if you're trying to appeal to the general public with TB12 and the method, I think most people are going to forget about the Edelman suspension in a couple of months.
Yeah. It'd be bigger if it was Brady or Gronkowski. No doubt about that.
No, I just don't think that it will have a lasting impact in the short
term.
They
never do.
Sure.
They never do. None of these PED suspensions in the National Football League ever carry over.
No, they don't. They don't really stick. They don't really stick. They don't hang over you like this black cloud like they do in other sports.
In baseball.
It just doesn't.
Yeah. Look at baseball. You know, one guy gets busted for something, that's all they talk about. Scarred for life. Edelman not scarred for life.
No, because no player in that league is.
Embarrassed for 4 weeks, but that's about it.
All right, 617-779-0985. Coming up next, Kyrie Irving is continuing this movie tour, this movie publicity tour. It's still going on, guys. It's still happening. It's not over yet. We're now into what? This is now the third week of this?
I'm tired of seeing the trailers.
Third week of Kyrie on tour. Now he's in New York, and last night a story got posted, New York Post, with comments from Kyrie about how he's going to handle the pursuit of Kyrie by the New York Knicks.
Oh.
I kid you not. I will tell you about this coming up next.
All right. Where are you guys going on vacation?
Costa Rica.
Montana.
Oh. Can we talk about that later?
Sports Hub Headlines.
Candid moment caught on film. So there are multiple World Cup matches going on today. Currently in the 27th minute, Denmark and France are scoreless. Peru is up 1-0 over Australia. They're in the 30th minute of their match later on today. The Nigerian Argentina, Israel and Croatia also play later on this afternoon. As for the Red Sox, their homestand continues tonight. David Price to the mound, who's 8-5 on the year with a 3.81 ERA, will oppose John Lamb of the Angels. He's got a 5.40 earned run average so far this season. It's the first of three, as I said, as the homestand continues there at Fenway Park. Bruins believe to be in on John Tavares and will meet with him today. The mental camp begins for the Bruins today at the Warrior Ice Arena. Celtics also signed in a guard yesterday. Brad Wanamaker, 6'4", spent last season playing in Turkey. Headlines are brought to you by Fitchburg State University. Online and on-campus summer session starts July 9th, register at fitchburgstate.edu/summer. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Can they be replaced by robots?
Robots?
Doubtful.
I think it's silly.
So I can perfect. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You want to jump on board, feel free. Last night, doing my normal evening reading, so. Evening reading. It's amazing how much crap I read that we never talk about. We never get to. Read more junk in the realm of sports.
Yeah.
That goes nowhere, is not useful for this show, is not related to Boston in any way. But this one was. This one was. This was the headline in the New York Post. And the headline caught my eye because I'm like, what the hell is this? Kyrie Irving knows how he'll handle Knicks recruitment. And without even reading the story, I saw the headline and thought, wait, Kyrie, is this a column? Is this someone theorizing, putting themselves in Kyrie's shoes?
Yeah, if I was Kyrie,
like,
I would
do this. Knows, and here's why I think he knows. And it's a column and an opinion. And I'm like, this. Don't tell me there's Kyrie quotes in this story. Don't tell me that he is somehow in this story. Nope, he's right in there. Here's how it starts. Mark Berman, New York Post. Kyrie Irving's debut in New York is Tuesday. His movie debut, Uncle Drew, that is.
I'm tired of hearing that name. Oh.
The first sentence, I'm like,
it's a stupid name for a movie. Uncle
I'm
Drew.
Already retching.
I want good things.
Gross.
I really do. I want good things for people, and I don't want this to be a flop. But the fact is, the name Uncle Drew. Something tells me we're gonna use that interchangeably with like Waterworld. We're gonna use Uncle Drew. It's gonna become a thing of its own. It's like, oh, that movie's just like another Uncle Drew. That's what I'm afraid of. Because you're right, Zoe. I'm sick of the name already.
But Shaq's such a good actor that you would think you would be looking forward to seeing this. You know, I mean, he's been so good in all of his other movie roles.
Irving.
There's no fakeness to him.
Irving.
All he does is karate chop.
The West Orange, New Jersey superstar.
I hate the trailer.
There it is right there. The reference to him being from West Orange, New Jersey. Superstar who becomes a free agent in 2019 when the Knicks are sure to be in hot pursuit. Said Knicks fans try to recruit him when he's walking the streets in the city. Okay, I'm this far into the story, and I'm thinking, oh, like he said that in the past at some point, right? He's not in. This is a column. This is a column.
No, this is heading down. He's doing his little reviews, and this is happening now.
This isn't a story.
He's so recognizable. Right? In New York, right? If he's walking down the street in New York, how many people do you think really are going
to
recognize
him? Irving, 26, said he is trying to keep his thoughts centered without drifting toward next summer. Irving admits it could be one of the big challenges he faces this season. He's telling us it's going to be a challenge for him to stay focused on the season with the Celtics because he's in the back of his mind already thinking about free agency next summer. That is scary. And so I'm still thinking, he must have said this in another story, not in this story. Nope, here we go. Here come the quotes. I think just hearing the balance, it's just a ways away, man. Irving said Monday morning in a movie roundtable discussion with a handful of New York basketball writers. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I may sound stupid. I'd like to ask a question here, if I could. Why are you promoting a movie to a group of basketball writers in the sports section? If you're promoting a movie, don't you want to talk to the arts and entertainment people?
Mario Lopez, send him here.
Well, no, he talked to Bill Simmons.
Yeah. Now, how can you talk to Bill Simmons?
It's one thing to do some crossover interviews in sports, obviously, because it's sort of a sports movie. That's what it is. You want sports fans to go see it. But if you are trying to promote the film, I don't get why you're promoting it to the sports departments.
Okay. Because the movie is probably going to suck. And if you want people to see it, you have to talk to sports people.
Why do you got to talk to sports people?
But why do you organize a roundtable with the sports writers?
If Steven Spielberg is going to start a hockey league, he's not going to go talk to NHL people. He's going to talk to movie people to try and get interest in it and to try and get. Yeah, it's the only place they have credibility with. Shaquille O'Neal and Kyrie Irving, these people have zero credibility with the movie craft. What are they going to do? Sit down and talk craft? They're
going to
get down and talk cinematography with a bunch of arts and entertainment people. They can't. It's a goof. It's a joke. It's going to be a 90-minute product placement.
But I think the same
thing. Might be the next Step Brothers. It might be fantastic.
Look at the general. General's getting all this pub from it, too.
The same thing applies, though, for Spielberg as it does to Kyrie Irving. Spielberg likes to talk to movie people. Kyrie wants to talk to basketball people about basketball.
I just want to know if it's the round tables are set up remember the Red Sox had that where all the print guys went on one table and they sat around and then all the radio guys went to another round table after the chicken and beer thing and then another set of TV guys all sat around the round table.
I don't remember any of that.
That was down a
media round table about the chicken and beer thing?
Oh, they had like a State of the Union thing with the media and they had like Lucchino.
Lester was the first one out, right? Wasn't Lester the first one to comment on that? Didn't they sit down with him?
I don't remember that. I believe you. I just don't remember it. Oh, so here's what he said. The hype is already starting. The hype is already starting is what Kyrie is saying. That's his quote. As long as I could just divide the attention up.
That's so tough.
And it just doesn't infiltrate what I'm focused on during the season. Then I'm cool with it. Start the hype. Hype it up, baby. I'm going to free agency. Hype it up as long as it doesn't interfere with me playing for the Celtics. Cool. Go for it. Let's hype it. Oh, my God. These quotes are terrible, Zoe.
How do you come off on this after you do the Bill Simmons where you come away from that as a Celtics fan feeling really good about Kyrie being here long term? Like, we talked about that Simmons interview, that sit down on that podcast. And if you're a Celtics fan, like, wow, Kyrie's talking about us and we and this and that. And it wasn't they.
Ready for the next part?
Sure.
The Knicks will have reps at the Uncle Drew premiere, a source said.
Oh, so the courting has begun.
They will have three, if not more, members of their front office at the premiere of the movie. The Knicks are going to make sure they send their delegation to the Uncle Drew movie premiere.
No, I think it's three players.
Oh, what, who'd they name in there?
Who are the Celtics sending?
It's like Dotson, Frank Nicotina, however you say that guy's name, the point guard from France.
French point guard.
Isaiah Hicks, Damian Dotson, both of, two of the players that are going to be there. So, sorry, they got players going, not front office guys.
Well, even worse. Like, you want to talk to front office guys, or you want to talk to guys you could potentially play with? You want to talk to players.
Irving tried to be careful.
Is that a big deal, though? I mean, it's a basketball movie.
More quotes.
NBA guys are in it.
More quotes. Ready? It could be a process when asked about what he's looking forward to in his unrestricted free agency. A process. Hmm. Even considering that time, it seems like a long ways away. You've definitely seen it, observed it. Other players have gone through it. You just can't let anything infiltrate exactly where your focus is. A lot of your attention could be distracted in other areas. And we've seen things, our platform now, in terms of what the NBA entails. They could just draw one word in sentences and start becoming whole diatribes of what he actually meant. Does this guy ever just speak directly
No.
in any of these quotes? For a guy who complains a lot about people twisting his words are never clear.
He stopped talking.
It's brilliant. I think it's brilliant.
Why?
But then he talks in circles and then you never know what he's actually saying?
He's giving everybody a chance.
That is what he's doing.
He's giving everybody a chance, and he's going to every basketball fan in every market that reads that, it's like, oh, maybe I'll see the movie. Maybe this guy will be here
next year. I see
what you're
saying. Yeah.
Remember Johnny Damon?
He could be playing him.
Remember Johnny Damon back in the day in 2005 when he was on his like final season with the Red Sox? Every city he went to, the reporter asked, oh, could you see yourself playing for the Tigers? Oh, yeah, I could definitely see myself playing for the Tigers.
Right.
And then when he finally hit New York and he said, yeah, I can see myself playing for the Yankees, the whole Red Sox fandom went nuts. But he said it in every city leading up to the New York, too, that year.
The metro area will always be home to me. I'm from New Jersey. To just be clear, this is where I grew up, man. This is what Kyrie Irving was telling the New York basketball writers. This is my home. This will always be my home. This is where I grew up. The Knicks are going to make the push. The people on the street are asking me to go to the Knicks. The hype has already started, which I like, which is cool, as long as it doesn't get in the way of me playing this year. Get the hype machine going.
Why do you want the hype if you don't want it to get in the way? You're creating the hype. You've ignited the hype.
You're selling the hype.
Yeah. You want the hype. You want to balance both. He talks about balance. He's already planning it out. I'm going to balance it. Well, play his contract here.
This has
perfect
begun.
Perfect timing. Perfect
this
release time of the movie.
Begun. And you know what, Jim? What did Johnny Damon end up doing?
Go to Yankees. For a lot of money.
He left.
He took the most money.
Yeah. Crazy money.
Kyrie wants the most money. He's going to stay.
If he's all about the most money. Maybe he's not.
Maybe he wants to play in Madison Square Garden. Local kid, right? Play under those lights every night.
Maybe that's what he desires.
Maybe that's the lore. Maybe the big city.
I don't think we know the answer, but here he is with a round table of New York writers telling them all about how, yeah, Knicks are in on
good
me.
For
baby.
Him.
Knicks are going to recruit me. And he knows how he's going to handle it. Kyrie Irving is going to know how he handles it. He's ready for it. Just doesn't want it to get in the way and infiltrate what he's doing this year.
Have his people deal with it.
But go Knicks.
Yeah. Jim, I think Jim's onto this, though, too. He's hyping up this whole movie hype.
Maybe. 617-779-0985. Coming up next, are we all overrating Jaylen Brown? One prominent NBA writer is saying we are. We'll get to that next.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air...
Balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zol leave?
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hey, Zol. Quick, right now.
Yeah.
Spurs call. They want to give you Kawhi Leonard, but you got to give up Jaylen Brown. You do it?
Yes. Yes.
I think most people wouldn't.
Yeah. Whoa. For Kawhi Leonard.
I think most people wouldn't.
Why?
Because of everything that's gone on with Kawhi Leonard. Is he actually going to play? Is he going to show up? Is he going to be committed? Is he hurt? What's his deal?
So you mean like 2 weeks ago we were talking about this, and it's like flip Kyrie straight up for him. Would you do it? You know, based on
I think you run
contracts
a risk.
Almost identical.
I think you're running a risk if you do this. If you remove Jaylen Brown from your team, And then you bring in a guy who has the potential and ceiling to be one of the best, but also has the potential to be a total bust and no-show. Yeah, I think that's opening yourself up to a risk if you're the Celtics that you don't necessarily need or want right now. So I'd be hesitant. I'd probably say no. And I think most Celtics fans would probably say no right now for those reasons. Maybe I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Jim, would you do it?
779-0985.
Ask the Green
Team. It wouldn't
right
just be
would
him.
Would you do it, Jim?
It would be other assets as well.
Yeah, I don't think I would do it. I want to watch this team grow, and I want to watch these young guys
even
grow.
Even if that's not your thinking, like, I don't care about the grow and keep it together thing. I just think that's, why would you open yourself up to that when you have a good team?
Well, because you would
you
think
have a
that
good team.
This guy's one of the best in the league at what he does, and he was petulant this past year, and you would just think, you know what, bottom line, I'm a ball player and I want to play ball. And you would have to trust, you know, Danny and Brad to get this guy going. And get him here, get in the environment, and I think it'd be great.
Hey, quickly, if you're Kawhi, what do you think his best move is right now, if you're him? What would you do? Or if you were his agent, what would you tell him to do? That's
play,
a better way.
Go play with LeBron.
It's not what I would tell him to do. I'd tell him to get your crap together, make right with Popovich, get back to the Spurs, and play your ass off this year. Show up, be a good teammate, play well, win. And then at the end of the season, you will be in line to cash in and go wherever the hell you want. Yeah. You can go out on the market. You can get a. You can already. You will have eliminated any questions about you. Is he going to show up? Yep, he's committed. Is he a good teammate? Yep, he recommitted himself to being a good teammate last year. Did he play hard? You saw it on the court. You erase any questions about him and his situation, and you go back to being the Kawhi Leonard of 3 or 4 years ago. Then you can go wherever you want. You can play with whoever you want. You can make plenty of money. You won't make the most money, but you can make plenty of money.
See, the Lakers could pay all of them. You know, whether it's George, you know,
well, no, LeBron. But he's going to make more money if he stays with his team.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to stay there. He's already stayed there. He wants out. See, I don't think he can go back on that. Once you say you want out,
you can go back on that.
Yeah, but once you say you want out, you're out.
He's crazy uncle.
It's the NBA. You can go back.
Dennis, Uncle Dennis?
You can go back on that.
Is he in a movie too? Crazy Uncle?
No,
not Kyrie's uncle. Kawhi's uncle.
Yeah. Oh.
That's the guy that's supposedly feeding him the bad information.
That's the sequel. That's the sequel of Uncle Drew is Uncle Dennis.
Oh.
It's going to be the next movie.
That's the best thing. If he goes back to the Spurs, he can just be like, you know, he can blame it all on the uncle.
Yeah, I got a crazy lunatic uncle that's in my you know, inner group of people. Don't listen to him. I always wanted to be here. That's your best thing. So here's Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer. Boston-based guy. Who I think we all know and have read and respect. He was on the Ringer podcast with Bill Simmons and was asked about would he do a deal involving Jaylen Brown for Kawhi Leonard. Here are his thoughts.
Would you be floored if the Celtics did a Jaylen Brown and a Kings package for Kawhi in the next, like, 3 days?
No. Okay. I think they should go for it. I think Jaylen Brown has become a tad overrated. It's funny because
he's now the overrated.
He used to be way underrated, right? Like entering the draft, all Celtics fans were like, want Chris Dunn, you know, want Jamal Murray. And it's like, no, Jaylen Brown is like an elite athlete, you know, with length and scoring upside of his shot that really, really comes along, and it has. But I do wonder, like I said earlier, he's still not a great ball handler, and maybe I'm underrating him now, but I still haven't seen that progress as much as I would hope to in terms of fluid athleticism, in terms of a quick twitch movements, driving the ball. And he's going to be a good player for a long time, for a very, very long time. But I'm not sure I see that path to a Kawhi level. I can see a Paul George level potentially.
You wrote about this last week for us.
Still a really good player. Like, I could see Paul George.
I think
upside.
He can be a better Paul George. I really do. I think he can be a 2.0 version of Paul George.
But even George is still like so much more fluid with the ball.
Of course Simmons sees him being better than Paul George.
You hear Simmons go, oh, and he said, yeah, you would do it? Yeah! He's going to lose Jaylen Brown. Overrated. Overrated, that's a stretch.
But isn't there value in a really good player for a long time?
Yeah.
I don't think Jaylen Brown's going to be a superstar in the NBA. I don't.
Tatum will be.
I think Tatum definitely will be and has the ability
like one,
to be
1-1A. But you still make a ton of money. Big time money. Look at guys like Evan Turner, what that guy's making in this league. Jaylen Brown's going to make a lot of money in this league.
He's a great sidecar, too, to a superstar because he's got that grit, like in that playoff, like toughness about him, and
he's
doesn't
got an
back
attitude.
Down.
Yeah.
And he's cost controlled for the time being. Very valuable. Very valuable. to the Celtics in that regard. But I don't think he's going to be Paul George. Nope, I don't. I don't. That doesn't mean that I'm overrating him. I just don't think you should open yourself up to a risk. Jaylen Brown, I don't think he's underrated. I disagree with O'Connor on this. I mean, overrated.
Doesn't matter what you think. Doesn't matter what I think.
How's he overrated?
What the hell's Danny think? Danny's sitting there, and Danny thinks, boy, I could get another star like this guy, but I got to give up, you know, long-term good player that we have really good control over. Danny's the type of guy who pulled a trigger on that. Like, does that get Danny's juices flowing? Yeah, I think, yeah. It's Kawhi freaking Leonard. I mean, you know, you're there now. You're getting these guys. You can get these guys to come to Boston. You're over the hump. I don't know. You get this, and you get your other point guard down in New York talking about his Knicks recruitment. Like, how you feel about that? You know, I feel pretty good hearing him on Simmons' podcast. Then you read all this stuff you're reading today, and you think, boy, this guy can't wait to get recruited next year.
617-779-0985. You get thoughts on any of the basketball items, so feel free to bring them to the table. I want to get to the Red Sox, including the latest trade rumor involving the Red Sox. We got to some of this yesterday. There's news since we discussed it. Zoe's back in the mix. We'll get his thoughts on that. And J.D. Martinez coming up as well in the 11 o'clock hour. No commercials here, just headlines.